He's the one they always talk about, the name that's always thrown around. He's the best that's ever held the steering wheel. With his straw hat, feather, cowboy crown, he's the king of going round and round. If you're out in front, he's nipping at your heels. And for all the races that he's won, all the tires he must have spun, it's no wonder folks still go on about. But the 56 laps in the spring of 1960. Right there in my mirror, that red, white, and blue STP. If it hadn't been for the number 43, I could have been the king. Well, I held him off through every turn. My tires followed, my brakes burned. I took everything old 21 to give. He was coming up the inside fast. I knew he was gonna try to pass, so I got down low and I kept behind me. You know, the final time around turn four, he finally got me door to door, and that paper clip turned into a drag race. But the 46 laps in the spring of 1960, he was behind me. Right there in my mirror, that red, white, and blue STP. If it hadn't been for the number 43, I could have been the king. I drove it like a demon on that final death wish drag. I know I almost had it. Till we crossed that checkered flag, he was behind. Right there in my mirror, that red, white, and blue STP. If it hadn't been for the number 43, I could have been the king. I crossed the line in second place today. Petty won his second race. Since then, he's won 198 more. And I like to think I did pretty well. Racing tides gave him hell, but he probably don't think about me anymore. Sometimes at night I still dream, still hear those pistons scream, and I can still see that Petty blue. There in my mirror, that red, white, and blue STP. If it hadn't been for the number 43, I could be the king. In the spring of 1960.
Playing the part of our pace car for that song, Miss Megan Jane on the drums. She's amazing. Oh, so we know how you feel about NASCAR. How do you feel about drinking whiskey is what I want to know. Oh, we got more whiskey than NASCAR fans. This is my crowd. I bet there are even people out in the campground drinking whiskey right now. And that's why they're not sitting right
there. Might even be people in the audience right now drinking whiskey. And if there are, there's a spot on the stage in front of my pedal board that would accommodate.
We're going to do you a little song about learning to drink whiskey, which I really feel like everybody should just go through that process of learning how to be a good whiskey drinker. And I went through the process a couple years ago and wrote this song with Doug.